radio way.
It's time now for our weekly look at the work of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, this week we take a look at the role of the community nurses, and I spoke with Sheila recently to find out more.
Now, we've learnt in this feature that the services provided through the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices are not restricted to the two hospices in Woking and Weybridge. Community support is a vital part. To find out more, I'm with Sheila Mazuki, one of the community nurse specialists. Good afternoon, Sheila.
Good afternoon.
So, how long have you been working for the hospices?
I've been working for the hospices for just over 3.5 years now. Previously a hospital Macmillan nurse, and that's probably what I've done for quite a few years.
And your role as a community nurse, what does that entail?
It's quite a varied role. Our role is really supporting patients and their families at home. So providing some advice about pain control or any symptoms that people have, but actually visiting the person at home, having the time to sit and talk it through and look at them as an individual, but also how the dynamics of their family works in supporting them. And then our role is then to advise about changes in possible medication and liaising with the GP, deciding what would be the best option here. Linking up, I suppose our role's a lot of linking and connecting people, connecting with the district nurses, connecting with the GPs, connecting with any other community support that's around, whether volunteers are going to be needed, are they needing a care package, are they needing just a befriending service, are they needing counselling, and it's linking those up and we hand that out.
So how does somebody first approach you to get you involved with one of the families?
Most of our referrals tend to come from the GPs or the hospitals themselves. Sometimes we've had people who phoned up just wanting to ask about the service, and we tend to ask people to go back to their GPs so that we can have medical information as to why somebody's been referred, because you can't support somebody if you haven't got the background information.
Now, one thing that's always surprised me is the amount, the number of people you actually support in the community. Just remind us how many that is.
Well, at Sam Beer, currently our caseload is just over 200, and at Woking, I think it's about the same number. So probably the 400,
and
under the hospice itself.
It's a big number. And in terms of the community nurses, how many are there?
Well, we've had quite a few staffing issues, as a lot of people do. So over at Sam Beer, there's probably been four of us supporting those patients. There should be six.
Right.
Maybe seven, but so that gives each of us a caseload, really, of around about 40.
So those 40 people, how often are you visiting them?
It depends on need. Some people might be still having their treatment and quite involved with their hospitals and going backwards and forwards to their hospitals. Other people, as they're becoming less well and less able to go to the hospital, we probably would see more often. Most of them, we try to make sure we've at least made contact with people at least every 2 months. But sometimes that's not what people want. They want to have the control and say they'll phone us when they need to. If needs be, we will visit people probably once or twice a week, if that's where we're at with it.
And in terms of visiting, how long would you actually stay with them?
Most of our visits would be about an hour. So most days, the reality is we can't do more than 3 or 4 visits in that time, because we've got to also travel from place to place. And a lot of times there's a lot of things that come from that visit that you have to do and instigate. If you're wanting a change in tablets, you've got to try and get a hold of the GP, get that changed and get that to happen quite quickly, because the wheels in the community don't flow quite as quickly as you'd like.
Yes, the cogs can get stuck a little bit.
They can get a little bit sticky, yes.
So, obviously, travel and traffic is one of the big worries. Are there any other frustrations in doing the job?
I think sometimes a frustration is that you have to leave that patient. Sometimes leaving patient and walking out the door, knowing that there's things that if you were actually able to provide physical hands-on care, you might do. And those patients, frustrations is sometimes those patients sit with you because you've got to hand over so much, because you're not the... You're a key person in linking, but you're not the person who's actually going to go back in sometime. Then you can't explain that particularly well. It's almost like you're having to rely on somebody else to complete something that you would like to complete yourself. And that can be frustrating because there isn't always the infrastructure to do it. It might not be done as timely as you would like it. As I said, we were looking at prescriptions, for instance.
Yes.
If you go, got to get the request and speak to a GP, but obviously they're in surgery, so they've got to come out, then they've got to write the prescription, then they've got to get it to a chemist, and then you've got to phone them up. And so they're all things that aren't in our control, but get frustrating because it becomes quite bureaucratic.
And once that prescription has been completed and the drugs are available, are they then administered by yourself or is it the patient themselves?
Depends on what type of drugs it is. If it's injections, then it's definitely the district nurses that do that. We don't administer the drugs. We will do, if they're in the house and we're there, we're nurses, we're all trained nurses, yes, we will. But that's the other part of frustration, is you've got to rely on somebody else to come in. And it's frustrating because I think we're more accessible, so therefore we get more of the phone calls. You feel that frustration that the family must be feeling too, and getting services back in
to help.
Yeah.
So that's the downside. What's the rewarding part of the role?
There's so many rewards. So many rewards. Obviously, having somebody having the best death that they can have is the best reward, and knowing that you've supported the family and you've done everything that you can do, but you feel a part of it. It's quite a privilege. It's a very privileged role to be in, to be allowed into a family's life at such a hard time, but you become part of their life. And I just love the job. And I can't... It sounds quite bizarre to say that you love something as sad as this, but there's been so many amazing people I've met, and because we do have time for them, we have time to sit and talk, and we're looking at them as a person, an individual, but we're looking at the whole family. We might have sat in their front room talking about things they've done in the past. So they're no longer just a disease. It's they become a person again. And that's the huge upside, is making them still feel like they are the most important person, which is nice because we've got a little bit of time. Okay. It makes them important.
Okay. Well, Sheila, your enthusiasm, your passion has definitely come over today. Thanks again for joining us.
That's okay. Thank you.
So there was Sheila talking about community nursing, and if you just admire the work that's done by the Woking and Sambare Hospice and thinking, how can you help? And you're thinking also getting fit or maybe more active in 2015, there's an opportunity. You can join Team WSB. Team WSB is set up to take part in a number of events, all raising funds for the work down there at the hospices. And the first one is the Surrey Half Marathon. It's going to take place on Sunday, the 8th of March. So if you fancy taking part, and our very own Alan Dolby from In Bed with Alan Dolby on Saturday morning, he's going to take part, took part last year, so he's into training. But if you are a seasoned runner or you just fancy that challenge and want to get involved, then why not go to the WSB Woking and Sambare Hospice website, look under the section events and become part of Team WSB. And that most important web address, here it is.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk.
Radio Wales.